Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Inheritance Lax. Case of a contested will sparks broad debate in China. Published in Week in China. Read to you by Sarah Koutoulakos. China wants more of its population to make wills. 40 years of economic growth means many of the country's elderly have more assets to pass on. But the practice of will-making is far from widespread. Many families go to war over inheritances, which has clogged up the court system in some of the richer cities. So it's even more of a problem in cases where a will is completed but then overruled. This was the case for Mr. Liu, an 80-year-old who left his three Shenzhen apartments to his carer-cum-partner of 17 years. The issue was that when he died, Mr. Liu was still legally married to his estranged wife, and she challenged his will, arguing that he had no right to bequeath part of the shared family property to his mistress. The case, which was adjudicated twice, came up for judgment at the Shenzhen Intermediate People's Court recently, which ruled that only Mr. Liu's wife could inherit the property. This superseded an earlier court ruling granting his newer partner, Ms. Yang, a partial share of the property assets. The case has aggregated over 220 million views on Sina Weibo, with spectators pretty much divided over the decision. Some feel that spouses shouldn't be able to gift part of the family estate to another lover, but others have contended the contents of a will should be respected. Some came at it from another angle, arguing that Ms. Yang and Mr. Liu had cohabited for 17 years and that it was clear that she was someone he wanted to provide for after his death. Adding to the complexity of the case was the fact that Mr. Liu had twice tried to divorce his wife, but she had refused, taking him to court both times. "So Mr. Liu's will is worthless?" remarked one bemused Weibo user after the Shenzhen court handed down its verdict. "Bad news for mistresses. We need to uphold family property rights," wrote another netizen in support of the decision. Traditionally, many Chinese have avoided drawing up a will in the belief that it is tempting fate to think and talk about death. Less than 1% of China's 220 million senior citizens were said to have written wills in a review released 5 years ago. Government efforts to encourage people to plan ahead may be having some success, however. A recent white paper by the China Wills Association said there had been a 12% increase in the number of documents filed between 2019 and 2020. And among the younger generation, there is growing awareness of the practice, with 6 times more 30- and 40-year-olds completing a final testament compared to 3 years ago. Some experts have suggested that the experience of the COVID-19 pandemic is behind the sudden pickup in numbers. Another strand of the debate about the Liu Yang dispute has drawn on questions about caring for China's aging population and what duties children have to their elderly parents. Mr. Liu initially hired Ms. Yang to clean his house and cook for him when he was in late middle age. He was already living separately from his wife and 5 children, and over time he and Ms. Yang, who was about 20 years younger, began a romantic relationship. As Liu aged and fell sick, she became his primary carer. He wrote 2 wills, one in 2016 and one in 2017, both of which said the same thing. But he died before the successful conclusion of a second attempt to divorce his wife, meaning the two were still legally married at the date of his death in August 2017. On the first occasion that Mrs. Liu challenged her husband's final wishes, the court granted Ms. Yang 1 of the 3 apartments in his bequest, citing a law that protects women in cohabiting relationships. But in the more recent second ruling, the court decided utterly differently. The content and purpose of the 2 wills violated the law and public order and good customs and seriously damaged the legitimate rights and interests of others, the ruling claimed. It added that Ms. Yang knew Mr. Liu was married and that the two had undermined other people's family happiness and ignored social ethics. The latter rebuke particularly annoyed some netizens who said it was wrong to bring interpretations of morality into the legal process. "What? Now you need to be a saint to have your will respected?" asked one. Interest in the case may have been greater because many people find themselves trapped in unhappy marriages by China's inflexible divorce laws. Others are worried that they risk being disinherited if they hire a carer to look after an elderly parent. Mr. Liu's case reminds us how severe the issue of empty nesters really is. Young people should reflect upon their treatment of their parents and try calling and visiting them more while they're still with us, reminded a contributor on a Bai Jiahao account called Focus on Social Issues. In another individual posting, a lawyer argued on 163.com that it was appropriate for Mr. Liu to leave something to Ms. Yang. According to Article 1131 of the Civil Code, an appropriate share of the estate may be given to a person, other than a successor, who has been a dependent of the now deceased, or to a person other than a successor who has made considerable contributions in supporting the now deceased, he insisted.